Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin very brand new second parak, a few lines down into Mem Aleph and Aleph, and we begin. Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo Uvishlucho. A man is able to be Mekadesh, a woman, to go into holy matrimony with her by himself or via a Shaliach. A person can be given the instruction to go and be the Shaliach to marry Yankel off to Sarula. So Yankel makes Reuven into a shaliach, and the Reuven shaliach goes and gives either the kesef or the shtar. You obviously can't be makadish somebody via shaliach via bia, but you can give the kesef or the shtar through the shaliach to the woman, and if she accepts, she is mekudeshes to you. So a man can be makadish himself, and as well with a shaliach. Likewise, the woman, Oisha Miskadesh is Ba Uvishlucha. She can go and assign somebody to go and accept the Kesef Kedushim or the Shtar on her behalf, and she, of course, can do this herself, as well as via a Shaliach for her on her behalf, and this will also allow her to become Mikudeshes. And finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Oish Mikadesh is Bito Kishinara Bo Ubishlucha. A man has the halachic right, midoraisa, to go marry off his daughter while she is a nara, either himself again or via shaliach. Rashi points out, although Demar will discuss this more, the kol sheken she katana, and certainly he can do this while she's a katana, albeit the Gemara will tell us that that's never recommended, but the father has the authority to go and marry off his daughter when she's a ketana or when she's a nara, and that kiddush will be effective. Either he can do that himself, or he can do that as well via a shaliach. Gemara starts off and says, "Hashto bishlucho mekadesh bo miboya." Once you tell me that a man can be mekadesh somebody with a shaliach, so obviously they can be mekadesh the person themselves. Once the woman can use a shaliach to accept the kiddush on her behalf, obviously she can go and be mekadeshes on her own behalf. So we start off by asking, in the reish of the Mishnah, it said, Ha'ish mekadesh bo u'bishlucho. It should have just said, Ha'ish mekadesh b'shaliach, b'shlucho. And we would know bo. Why did it have to tell us bo? So Amar of Yosef, Yosef tells us, no. This is coming to teach us a very important idea. And this applies in every area. Mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho. While a shaliach can be effective, it's always better to do something yourself. Mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho. It's more important, it's a better fulfillment of the mitzvah to do the mitzvah yourself rather than to have a shliach do it to you, for you. Now, if you can't do it any other way, so then the shliach can function. The Mishnah is telling us that it will work. However, it is preferable for the person to do something himself. Mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho. And this is in accord with the practices of various Amorayim that they would prepare for Shabbos. So they had servants, they had other people that could go and do the food preparations for them for Shabbos. Nevertheless, they got involved somewhat. He heard the Rav Safra, Machrich Reisha, Rav Safra himself would personally go, and Rashi says, he would go and singe the head, L'chavad Shabbos. He would go and help take off the hairs of the animal, L'chavad Shabbos. So he himself would do this. Yes, he could have had his shaliach, he could have had a servant do this, he could have had a hired hand do this, he could have bought the food all prepared. He himself wanted to participate in some way. Similarly, Rava, Molach Shibuta. Shibuta is a certain type of a fish, a dog, Rashi tells us. It has the taste of the chazerflesh, and the shibuta is an important fish that's mentioned in a number of places, and Rava would go and salt this himself. Yeah, other people could have done it, but in order to be Mechabi the Shabbos, he himself did this. We have a similar idea that's mentioned in many other places as well, that the husband, who's also Mechuyev in Hadlakas Neiros, but there's only one Hadlakas Neiros of the house, so the wife, it's her custom that the women go and light the Hadlakas Neiros and are Motze, their husbands. So many have the custom that the men set up the tray, they set up the candles, they will, in the times of the Gemara, they would even light the flame and then blow it out in order to facilitate making it easier for their wives to go and light the Shabbos candles. So again, the idea over here that you should do something yourself more so than with a shliach. Yeah, you could just have your wife be the shliach for you, but no, you participate in some way by setting up the candles. Or as Rav Safra did by Machrich Reisha, or Rava did by Molach Shibuta, and again, Gemara and Shabbos gives us many other such examples of what they would do. Now, that's the first version of understanding this over here. But then the Gemara says, Ikud the Amre, others said, no, this is obvious, because not only is this preferable Yosef Bo Mishlucho, but there's a problem over here if you just have a Shaliach be Mekadesh, a woman for you, because Baha Isura Nami Isba. Here, now walking on very, very dangerous grounds, because not only is the idea of mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho something that you should go and be mekadesh to woman yourself, but you're also being over in Isser, possibly, if you haven't seen this woman. So if you just assign a shlech, listen, go to this town and go find a wife for me and be mekadesh her, so then he's over in Isser. The Rav Yehuda Marav, as Rav Yehuda Marav taught us, the Rav Yehuda Marav said it over the name of Rav, it is forbidden for a man to be mekadesh a woman sight unseen, Ad Shirena, until he actually goes and sees her. Now, what's the reason that he has to go see his wife? So find it pleasant in his eyes. Because maybe if he just asks Yanko to go and find him a wife, and Yanko brings back a wife, maybe Shema Yiraba, he's going to see her, and he's going to see his Dover Meguna. He's not going to find her pleasing to him. And therefore, what's going to happen with his Gano love, she's going to become disgusting to him, and he'll be in violation of Rachman Omar, V'yahafto L'reacha Kamocha. You should love your fellow as you love yourself. Rosh Hashanah Shlita would always say, the only person that this fully applies to is your wife. How else in the world do you love as much as you love yourself? That really applies to a person's wife. So therefore, if you don't see the woman that you're going to marry, so then there's a chance that you'll find her displeasing. Again, looks aren't important, but at the same time, they're important enough that you have to find her pleasing in your eyes. If you would ask people to go and marry somebody sight unseen, so they may be a wonderful person, but if you find them repulsive, if you find something about them that is maguna to you, so then that's going to lead to terrible shalom bias. And therefore, the halacha lemaisa, you just have to see her once. You have to go out with her 500 times, but you have to at least see her. Even in the Hasidic world where the Tanoim are all prearranged and people know who they're going to marry almost from the time of their birth, nevertheless, they go and meet and they have to find each other pleasing and that they want to go continue with this. So to fulfill this idea, the Rav Yehuda Rav says that it's also to go and have someone be assigned to be your wife without you at least seeing her and saying, yes, I do wish to marry her. Because Rechmon Litzan, it could lead to terrible lack of Yahat L'Recha Kamocha. So therefore, that can't be, the Gemara says, what the understanding of Rav Yosef was on the first part of the Mishnah, Yishma Kadish Bo Vishlucha. Of course the husband can't go and do this with a shaliach without having seen her. So therefore, that can't be what the Reisha is telling us, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Vishlucha, because there's an Isser involved over here. And therefore, if Rav Yosef said his statement, it would be on the second part of the Mishnah. The Chiyit Ma'adu Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef said his statement, Asefa Itma, he was actually going on the Sefer of the Mishnah. And what was that? Or Isha Miskadesh's Ba Ubishlucha. It's on the second part where he said that a woman can go be signing a shaliach to go and accept the kedushin on her behalf, the kess of the shtar on her behalf, and she could also do it herself. And on this, Hashto Bishlucha Mikacha, here the Gemara asks the question, if her shaliach can go and accept the kedushin on her behalf, so Ba Mi Baya, then what do you have to tell me? Or Isha Miskadesh's Ba Ubishlucha. Just tell me Isha Miskadesh's Bishlucha, and of course I'll know that she can go do it herself. So on this, Amar Rav Yosef, Mitzvah Ba Yosef Bishlucha. Here, Rav Yosef made a statement. No, this is to teach us the idea that the mitzvah is better in her than in her shaliach. And therefore, the ratio is also for parallelism, said also, Yish Mekadesh Bo Bishlucha. But the real chiddush over here, that it's Bo Yosef Mi Bishlucha, is from the Sefer, where it's at Yisim Mishkadesh, is Bo Bishlucha teaches us his din. And then it gives us an example. We call the Rav Safra Machak Reisha, Rav Moloch Shibuta, as Rav Safra prepared for the Shabbos, Lechovet Shabbos himself, he did something, Rav did something, Rav Safra go and burnt up the hair of the animal before it was cooked, and Rav went and salted the fish. And therefore, in this situation, there's where we learn this idea of mitzvah bo yosef mishlucha. Aye, what about an isra over here for a woman not to marry a man without having seen him? So here, there's no isra involved. Abaha, isra lesba. Well, it may not be a smart idea because she could also find him repulsive, but nevertheless, we have a famous principle called the Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish taught us this principle, and to a certain extent, it's true even to this day. Dama Rish Lakish, tad lemesav tandu, milemesav armelu. A woman would prefer to be two, as Rashi says. Says, Marshalusha Noshim Omros, women say to each other, Al Baal called who, even a husband that ideally or objectively may not be perfect, it's better to be with someone shoot tov lo sheves im shnei gufim misheves almoner. It's better for her to be with another person. Women like company. A woman prefers to be married than to be single. Now again, there are obviously exceptions to this rule. It's not telling us a din here. He's just telling us the facts. And in many cases, these facts are 100% correct. If they're not for any individual, so then they're not for that individual. It doesn't change the rule that most women would prefer to be married. And therefore, the famous statement of Reish Lakish, Tal Mesav Tandumi, Lemesav Armelu, women would prefer to be married. So even if she didn't see her husband, Mistama, she would be accepting of the person that her shliach brought back for her. And therefore, here there's no Isur involved, and therefore, this is where Rav Yosef said, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mibshlucha, still it would be preferable for her to go and accept the Kedushin herself rather than make a shliach. Then we go to the third part of the Mishnah, where it's Yish Mekadesh Bito Kishi Nara. The father's allowed to be Mekadesh's daughter while she's a Nara. Now, the seeming expression from the fact that she's a Nara, Kishi Nara in, but Kishi Tana Lo, but that seems to go against Halacha. The implication here is the father can marry off as a Nara, but he can't marry off as a Ketana, but he's allowed to marry off as a Ketana, so that can't be what it means. So this is Messiah Lil Rav. This goes in accord with what Rav said. John Rehuda Rav, that reviewed the star pupil of Rav, said in the name of his Rebbe Rav. Others say Vitam Rabbi Elazar. Others say it was Rabbi Elazar. It was Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, the Amora. While it is halachically allowed, it is forbidden for a man to marry off his daughter while she's a katana. Because you wait until she gets old enough, she grows up. Yeah, I'd like to marry this guy. It's okay, Dad, for you to go and marry me off to this guy. All right, what about the principal? Tosus asks, we just said she'd be happy to marry anybody. So that's when she gets older. When she gets older, she's saying to herself, okay, now I'm willing to marry somebody. But when she's younger, she's maybe more idealistic. Maybe she's saying, no, maybe this person I wouldn't want. So therefore, you wait until she gets a little bit older, till she's in the parasha, so to say, as opposed to a 5-year-old girl technically can be married off, but she's not in the parasha yet. So therefore, you wait till the girl grows up a little bit, and then if her father brings home somebody, some stomach, she would be accepting of that person, even if she hadn't seen him. But otherwise, we say, wait till she gets to be a Nara age, and therefore the Isser over here of that she can't see the husband, then we apply the principle, Tal Mesa Tandu and Mesa Armalu, which is a Ketana. We don't apply the principle, so says Tosus. Now the Gemara goes into a very interesting discussion. Where do we know that this principle of Shlichus works? We just said that it works. But where do we know it from? We need to have a source to show us that Shlichus works. So Shlichus Minolon. And that's what we're going to spend the rest of the shiur today on, understanding Shlichus in various aspects of Jewish law and Jewish life. So the first thing we have to do is show that it applies to marriage, because that's what our mission is talking about. So where do we see that marriage can have a shaliach go and either be mekadesh the woman with kesef ishtar on your behalf, or the woman can send the shaliach to accept the kesef ishtar on her behalf? So the pasuk tells us vishilach. Now, it really says vishilcha. So the pasuk says vishilach in regards to gerishin. Now, it teaches us, instead of using the word v'girash, so it means v'shilach, means somebody else is doing that for you. Melamed shehu oseh sholiach. From the fact that it uses the lashon of v'shilach rather than v'geirash, so it teaches us that somebody else can do this for you. So you can send a sholiach to be megarish your wife for you. But it doesn't say the word v'shilach, it says the word v'shilcha. So that teaches us, melamed shi oseh sholiach. So that teaches us both, the double thing, that the man can send the shliach to go divorce his wife, and the woman can send the shliach to go and accept the get on her behalf. So both of them have the capability of having a shliach from the fact that it says v'shilcha instead of v'shilach. And then, v'shilach v'shilcha, Rashi explains, it says v'shilcha twice. We have it in the first pasuk, then we have it in the second pasuk. It said, again, it says the lashon v'shilcha, so it teaches an additional din. Malamei shashaliach osa shliach. Not only can the husband make a shliach to go divorce his wife, and not only can the wife make a shliach to go and accept the divorce on her behalf, but each of their respective shlichos has the right to go and assign their shlichos to someone else. A shliach is also a shliach, and Rashi explains this, we learn now from the fact that it says the double lashon v'shilcha twice. And therefore, we learn out these dinim. Okay, so this teaches us by gerushin, ashkol megerushin. That's what the psukim have found. So, b'kiddushin min olon. How do we know that this applies to kiddushin? Right, rather than just saying it applies to divorce, we want to suggest now that it applies also to kiddushin, as our Mishnah clearly stated. Mekadesh bo v'shlucho, mekadesh is bo v'shlucho. How do we know that that's true? So, someone says, you're going to tell me we learn it out from gerushin as a binyan av. The gerushin is the paradigm, and we learn it out as in general we do when you teach the din in one place. You learn it out in all other places. That can't be. The Gemara says, you're going to tell me v'chitema the olaf be gerushin. No. We could argue that gerushin has something unique about it. Mala gerushin shekein yesh non baal karcha. A husband can divorce his wife even against the will on a daraisa level. Midrash Rabbanan, we said, we learn gittin, we don't allow that. But on a daraisa level, the woman can be divorced even against her will. So you can't be mekadesh a woman against her will. The woman has to say, yes, I want to marry you. You can't just say, you are my wife, no matter what. So therefore, you can't learn out kiddushin from gerushin. It can't be a binyanab, because there's something unique about gerushin that is baal karcha, which doesn't apply to kiddushin and other aspects of Jewish life. Someone says, you're right, that's not the source. Ella, here's the source. Amakra, we have the famous Hekish. We learned this many times in the Gemara in Gittin. The Yotza V'Haisa. The Pasuk tells us that she will leave her first husband and then she will go to marry her second husband. Once she's divorced, she's now Muteris to marry another man. So we have the Hekish, the famous Hekish, Gerishin to Kedushin, the Yotza V'Haisa in the Pasuk. So therefore, we have a hekish. Mekish havayil yitzir. So we have the going in to the going out. We have the hekish from kiddushin later in the pasuk to the gerushin that's mentioned earlier in the pasuk. And therefore, my yitzir mashve sholiach. Just like in regards to being divorced, the husband can make the shliach for the wife to divorce her, to assign someone to be a shliach to go and bring the get to his wife, and the wife can go and assign a shliach to go and accept the get on her behalf. So just like that works by divorce, by biyotza, so too, the Hekish in the Pasuk tells us, so too, for kiddushin, you can go make a shliach. It's even though there's baal karcha involved over here, but the Hekish tells you, don't learn baal karcha as a unique thing, and therefore we learn our gerushin and Kiddushin can use a shliach. Fine. So Gemara says, maybe let's say that this should be a binyanav from Gerushin and Kiddushin, we should make a binyanav that there should be shlichos every place else. So Gemara says, but that can't be the case, because we have a Mishnah in Trumos that tells us, ha'omer lishlucho tsei tro. If a man tells his shliach to go and take Trumos and Maisus on his behalf. Now, Truma min adin is chita achas poteres es akri. Even a single grain will technically pot the decree. However, the rabbi set up that no, we assign either a generous person gives a 40th of his crop, an average person gives a 50th of his crop, and a stingy person gives a 60th of his crop as Truma Gedola. So if a man just assigns a shliach, say, go, take off Truma Samaisus from my field. So take off the Truma Gedola from my field, but he doesn't tell him, I'm a generous person, I'm an average person, I'm a stingy person. So what should the shliach do? Can't go and ask him. They didn't have cell phones, so he's out in the field, he's taking off Truma Samaisus, but he doesn't know how much Truma Gedola to take off. So Torim Kedas Balabais. So he should follow what the Balabais, what the owner of that field would do. Now, if he knows what he would do, he told him, take off a 50th. I do this every year. Or he's done this in the past. And he tells him, take off a 40th, take off a 60th. So then he does what the das of the Baal Bais is. No, them ain't your dad das Baal Bais. He's a brand new shlech. This is the first time he's done this. Neither of them told the other what they're going to be doing. So the Baal Bais didn't tell him to take off a 40th or a 50th or a 60th. And the shlech didn't tell him, I'm going to take off a 40th or 50th or 60th. So now he's in this situation. What should he do? So Torah, the day in this, Echel Mechamishim. So Mistama, taking off 150, you'll be okay. Because if he's a very generous guy, okay. So he only gave a 50th this year. If he's a stingy guy, no, he gave a little bit more. He gave up a 50th, not the end of the world. So that's what he should do. We turn to Memalo from a base. And if in fact he didn't do that, Piches Asora, if he took off 1/10 less, Rashi says, Shatorim Echo Mi Arbaim. It means that he was more generous. Piches Asora doesn't mean he gave less. It means instead of 150th, he gave 140th, Rashi says. That's what Piches means. Hosif Asora. So that means instead of giving a 50th, he gave a 60th. Bottom line is, since he wasn't instructed what to do, truma so truma, and this is in fact a good shlichus. Now, minolin, how do we know this? Are we able to learn it out as a binyanav from Gerushin and Kiddushin? So where it says you can. V'chi temo diolof megerushin. You can tell me, let's learn it out as a binyanav from Gerushin / Kiddushin. So no. Ma le Gerushin shekein yesh nochol. The reason why Kiddushin and Gerushin, the shlich works, is because it's a davar chol. It's not something that is sanctified, even though Kiddushin does sanctify a person, but Gerushin certainly doesn't. So therefore, that can't be the common denominator, because that applies in something that is chulin, as opposed to Mala Gerushin, Sheyein Yesh No Chol, and Truma is a Dovah Shebikdusha. So therefore, you can't automatically learn out this binyanah from Gerushin and Kiddushin. So how do we know that this shlichus works by Truma? So Gemara says, because we have a pasuk, Amakor, the pasuk says, Atem, it doesn't say the word Atem, as Rashi points out, it says in the pasuk, "Kain tarimu gam atem." So, in regards to taking off the truma gedola, it says "gam atem." So, the extra "gam" teaches us lirabos as a shaliach. Yes, you can do it atem, but "gam atem" teaches us that even a shaliach can go and be taking off the trumas and maisers on your behalf. So, now the Gemara says, "So let the trumas and maisers that." Idea of shlichus by Truma Gedola, let that be the binyanav, and now I don't need a pasuk by Gerushin and by Kiddushin. V'nichta rachmona v'truma v'nesu hanoch v'nigru minei. Instead of us having the pasuk shilcha shilcha to teach us, and then with the hekish to teach us that shlichus is effective by Gerushin and by Kiddushin, so just learn it out from Truma, gam atem, and that would teach us the din by Gerushin and Kiddushin. Why do we need the special pasuk v'shilcha by Gerushin and Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, because mishum de ikol mifrach. Again, here we could also shlug this up and not allow it to be binyanav, because shekein yeshdom b'machshava. Because there's something unique about trumos that if a person just thinks this corner of the field, I'm going to make truma gedola, he can then actually go and eat from the rest of the field and leave that corner for truma gedola, and he's mafrish the other maisus that he needs to take off b'machshava just by thinking. So that is effective. So since there's something unique about truma that it can be done just even b'machshava, so you can't think I want to marry a woman. I want to think I want to divorce a woman. She's not married. She's not divorced. But you're thinking about it. So therefore, this is a unique thing that applies only to Truma. Therefore, you can't learn out of binyanav to Gerushin and Kiddushin. And that's why you need the pasuk both by Truma, because it's a davar shebikdusha, and Gerushin and Kiddushin are a chol, and you can't learn out Truma, which can be done by machshava, to Gerushin and Kiddushin. That's why you need psukim by each. You need the shulcha to teach us both by Gerushin and Kiddushin with the hekish as well, and you need gam atem to teach us by Truma. Where it says, great, what about kachim? The Hadit Nine, we learned in a Mishnah in Pesachim, it tells us, Chaburish of a Pischot. If a group of people assigned the status of a carbon pesach to a certain little shapsula, to a certain lamb. So they then lost that lamb. So what happens? They now have to go find that lamb. So they send out one person, Amliyacha, they say to this person, go and find that lamb. Say Uvakesh our carbon pesach, and when you find it, Ushchotalein, no, it's getting late in the day. When you find that carbon pesach that we had designated, go and shecht it on all of our behalf. No, the shaliach, that's the critical concept over here, goes, v'holach u'matza, he does find the little lamb, their carbon pesach, v'shachan, he brings the base of Mikdash, and he shechts in the base of Mikdash. No, meanwhile, they say the hour's getting late, v'hein lochu, so they chose another little lamb, and v'shachatu, and they shechted that. Now, which one came first? So, im shalo nishchat rishon, if the original lamb was found by the shaliach and shechted on behalf of the entire group by the shaliach before they shechted the second lamb, so then not only does the first shaliach go and eat from that korban pesach, huacha mishalo, v'heim ochlim v'shosin imo, but they are also included in that group because they asked them to go and do this. They made him into a shaliach to go and shech their animal on their behalf. So therefore, they are included. If he shechted that korban before they shechted the second korban pesach, so then the first carbon pesach is the real carbon pesach, and the second carbon pesach is nothing. It's not able to be used as a carbon pesach by anybody. It was shafted improperly, but through no fault of anybody's, but it can't be used as a carbon pesach because they already have a carbon pesach. How do we know that this is true? Minolin. How do we know this shlichus works over here by the carbon pesach when they tell him, say ubakesh, v'holach ha-motzah v'shachat, that it in fact works? So Gemara says, "Ah, you're going to tell me the chitaymo the yolof mehanoch? Oh, let's learn it out. It's a binyanab from both the din of truma allows a shliach and gerushin and kedushin has a shliach. Let's learn it out from that binyanab." So Gemara says, "You can. Why? Because there's something unique about kachim. And what is that? Because kachim is holier than truma and certainly holier than the regular status of gerushin and kedushin shlichus. So malahaloch shekin yeshlun chol in." Comparison, even truma, which is more holy than the money of the kesef kiddushin or the shtar of gerushin, so malahanach shekein yesh don chol compared to kachim etzel kachim. So therefore, you couldn't learn out kachim as a binyanav from even truma, and certainly not from gerushin and kiddushin. Or it says, therefore, what's the source? So therefore, nafkalem the Rabbi Yehuda ben Karka. So we learned it out from the din that Rabbi Yehuda ben Karka taught. What was that? The Rabbi Yehuda ben Karka. Minayin shishluchu shaladim kamozo. Where do we learn the principle that a shliach acts on your behalf? We learned it out from the Karban Pesach. Shenemar v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas yisrael ben arbayim. It says that all of Klai Yisrael will go shech the Karban Pesach in the afternoon on Yud Dalet. After Chatzos, before the Shkia, all of Klai Yisrael is going to go and shech the behemoths for Korban Pesach. No, v'chi kol ha'kol kulon shochten? Every single member of Klai Yisrael goes and shechts? No. V'halo eino shochet el echad. Technically, you have one person going and shechting the Korban Pesach on behalf of a whole group of people. So therefore, el mikan, shesluch ha'shalotim kmoso. So here you see from this pasuk where it says, v'shachat tuoso kol kal adas yisrael ben arbayim. Doesn't mean then all of Chayisol does, it means that certain people will do it as a shliach on behalf of the entire group. Ah, here's where we see shlichos for kachim. So Mark says, no, so now if we have shlichos by kachim, so let us learn that out as the binyanav. Why do we need a separate pasuk like Truma Gamatem? Why do we need the hekish of a ha'isah, of yotz of a ha'isah, and the psukim that we have, shilcha, shilcha? Why do we need all that? Let's learn it all out from kachim. V'shachat u'asol kol kahal adas yisrael ben rabayim. Nichtav rachman b'kachim, v'nei se hanoch v'nigru minei. And let's all learn it out from there. So Gemara says, no, again, we could have slugging this up and say kachim is unique. Why? Mishum the ikal mifrach, because we could slug it up by saying, ma'ale kachim shekein rov ma'asein ayde shliach. Kachim, by definition, is all via shliach. After all, as Rashi points out, they, Kohanim, are constantly doing this. And Dibra Masu Rov Masayim, he says, Kol Avodas HaKrovosam, Ayde Kohanim, Shem Shluchim. They're functioning as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, they are all involved in shlichus, so therefore it's not a stretch to say that the shchita can also be involved by shlichus. But who says it? You can learn that out to truma. Who says you can learn that out to gerushin and kedushin? Therefore, you need the psukim by kachim, you need the psukim by truma, and you need the psukim by gerushin and kedushin. So none can be the binyanab because each of them has something unique about it that wouldn't apply to the others. Where it says, okay, fine. Chodem echodem loasi. You're right. Each one alone can't, but let's do two together and say, what's the common denominator between them? It's shlichus. And therefore, let's learn out shlichus to the third one. Teisei chodem itarti. Let's learn out at least in two of the cases and not have to have the third pasuk. No, which one? Hey, Tasi, which two should we use and which one should we not use? So the Gemara says, Lo nichtov rachmon and bikachim. If you didn't write it by kachim, that wouldn't help us because the Tasi Mihanach, you're going to tell me to learn it out from Gerushin Kedushin and from Trumos, but then we still have the same question. You couldn't be able to learn them out to Kachim because Kachim has more Kedusha, even than Truma, and certainly more than the Gerushin and the Kedushin. So you couldn't learn out Kachim from the other two. Fine. So Gemara says, Lo nichtav chamona b'gerushin. So don't write it by Gerushin. Don't write v'sholcha v'sholcha, and we'll learn out Gerushin from Trumos and from Kachim. And that will be the binyanav. So Gemara says, V'teisa mihanoch, learn it out from those two. Gemara says, you can't as well. Ma'ala hanoch shekein yeshtam b'machshava. Both Trumos and Maisus, as we pointed out, as well as Kachim, a person can designate in his mind. He says, I want this corner of the field to be Truma Gedola. He says, I want Bessie over here to be a Carbonola. So that works. But you can't be Makadish a woman with thinking. Be Megarish a woman by thinking that you want to divorce her. You have to give her the actual get. So therefore, you couldn't learn out Gittin and Kedushin from Trumos and Maestros and from Kachim. So the only possibility left is as follows. Elo, lo lichtov rachmona b'truma. Don't write anything by Truma and just write it by Kachim and the Teisemi Anoch and learn it from Kachim and from Gerushin and Kedushin. Because the Kachim has the aspect of Kedusha, so you can't tell me Truma it's a Kedusha thing. It can be Machshava, so Kachim has Machshava, but then that can't be it because you have Gerushin and Kedushin. So therefore, you have Gerushin and Kedushin, and Kachim together should be able to teach us Truma, and you shouldn't need the pasuk Gamatem by Truma. So what says you're 100% right, Hachanami. So then what do you need the word Gamatem for if it's not to teach us Shlichas? So V'yelo Atem Gamatem Lomali. So according to this, that we didn't really need to teach us Shlichas by Truma because I could learn it out from the combination of having shlichus by Kachim and having shlichus by Gerushin and Kedushin, so then why do I need the word Gamatem? What chiddush does that teach me if it's not teaching me shlichus by Truma? So Gemara says, you need it for the din of Rav Yanai. What was the din of Rav Yanai? The Amar of Rav Yanai taught us that the word Gamatem comes to teach us Ma'atem b'nei bris, Ashluchachem b'nei bris. This comes to teach us a din that a shaliach has to be a yid. A shliach can't be a goy. A goy cannot be a shlich for you. He has to be a b'nei bris. Only b'nei bris can go be a shaliach for you. Where it says, why do we need a pasuk for that? After all, I could learn that out. I could learn out that shlichus has to be by a yid and not by a guy from the statement that Ruchia bar Abba said in Rav Yochanan. What was that? That an eved cannot be the shliach to go and accept the gerushin on behalf of the woman's husband. Now, why is that? Because lefi she'eno b'toras gittin mekidushin. You got to be in it to win it. If you're not capable of giving gittin and kedushin yourself, then you can't be a shliach for gittin and kedushin. So therefore, I know that a guy can't be involved in gittin and kedushin because it says that an eved kenani can't be involved in gittin and kedushin because he doesn't have the ability to give gittin and kedushin. So therefore, I wouldn't need the pasuk gamatem to exclude a guy. So back to the original question, what do we need gamatem for? Someone says, no, you're still incorrect. Itzrich, we need gamatem to teach us this din of Rav Yanai that in fact, Ma'atem b'nei bris, avshluchachem b'nei bris. Why? Why isn't the statement from Ruchia bar Abba Rav Yochanan going to teach us that? Because he says, if I didn't have this statement of Rav Yanai, that Ma'atem b'nei bris, avshluchachem b'nei bris, you know what I would have said? Yes, Eved Kinani delav bar heterahu klal. He is not at all involved in marriage. And Eved Kinani can be given a shilcha kinanis, but there's no marriage there whatsoever. Avol ove kochovim by a guy. But a guy does have certain dinim. Okay, he doesn't have a din of marriage like we have, but he does have a din of trumas and maisus. Rashi explains that according to the opinion that says that the chiyuv of trumas and maisus is chal on all the land in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's owned by a yid or owned by a guy, so then when the guy takes off trumas and maisus from his produce and gives it to the appropriate people, even though he's a guy, he's not matzuva to do so, but he does so, so then it works. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, and Trumos, where it tells us, ha'ovei kochavim v'akusi, a goy, or a kusi, who has the status of a goy at times, shetarmu, they took off Trumas of Isis from the fields. So Trumas and Truma, that is real status of Truma. And if you go and eat that, and you're not a Kohen, you're a chayiv nisa, b'dei shemayim, because you ate Truma, that was real Truma. And therefore, if that's true, that the guy is involved in the din, I would have said, Emo Shliach Nami, that you could have a guy make be a Shliach as well, because he's involved in the din, so therefore he could be a Shliach. So therefore, Kamash Ulan, Rav Yanai comes along and tells us, Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. So I would have said, Emo Shliach Nami Ovid. I would have said, maybe they could do it, so Kamash Ulan, no, that they can't do it. Okay, so therefore, we need all the psukim. Gemara says, wait a second. That works out great according to the opinions that we just said. However, Ula Rabbi Shimon, the Potter, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that when a guy goes and takes off truma, so there is no din if somebody eats that, that you have to go and pay a chomesh. If a person unintentionally goes and eats truma, so he has to pay back the principal, and he has to add on a penalty of a fifth. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that there is no such penalty, as we learned in the Mishnah in Trumos, in that same place where it tells us, Trum Ditnan, Trumas Ovei Kochav Midamas, that the Truma of an Ovei Kochav, according to the Tanakhama, is in fact considered like Truma, and if it gets mixed into something else, then the entire process, if it's not nullified with 100-1 against it, so then the entire pool of Truma and Chulin together has the status of Dimua, Midamas, and it becomes also to be eaten by a non-Kohen. V'chayavim olei chomesh. And if in fact somebody would have eaten this unintentionally, they'd have to pay back the principal to the Kohen plus add on a fifth. A fifth from the outside, which is a fourth from the inside. Like we said, if he ate $100 worth of Truma, so you'd have to pay him back $125. $100 for the principal, and then 25 of 100 is a fourth from the inside, but 25 of 125, which is the total amount he pays back, is a fifth from the outside. So the Tanakhama says that it's real truma, but along comes Rabbi Shimon and Poter. He says, no, it's not real truma. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says it's not real truma, so then, atem, gam atem, lomali, he doesn't need the pasuk to teach us this then, that you have to exclude an Ovei Kochavim because he's involved in taking off truma, so therefore you think he might be a shliach. Therefore, you have to tell me, no, he can't be a shliach. So, atem gam atem lomali, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he could never be involved in the din, therefore there's no havim in it to say that he could be a shliach. So Gemara says, no, itzruch. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, you need gam atem. Why is that? Because so could die to chaminech on my own, I would have said, hov yom amar atem v'lo arisin. Since we darshan over here, the atem, so what does that come to teach us? That you have to take off trumas and maisos, and not your oris. Your oris can only take it off if you assign him to do so. Atem velo shutvim, that you have to take it off, and partners aren't allowed to go take off trumas and maisos on behalf of the other partner without that partner's permission. Atem velo apotropos, and in a situation where you have young children, and there's an apotropos, a guardian, an administrator assigned to take care of the trumas and maisos. So if it's something that they're not eating from it right now, so then we say, wait till they grow up and let them take off trumas and maisos when they can do the mitzvah themselves. We only allow the upper trumas to do this when they need to eat right now and they would be otherwise eating tevel. So then we allow the upper trumas to go take it off. But in general, we say, atem below upper trumas, atem below shutu, and atem below arisen. And further, I would have said, atem below atari meshenu shlo. A person can't just go into somebody else's field. He's a yid. You go into somebody else's field, say, I'll do a matari to this guy. I'll take off trumas and maisos. And yet, no, you can't do that unless you've been asked to do so. So that's what you need. You, atem, have to do this, and not somebody else. So, Amor, I would have said, atem below shluchachem nami. I would have said that you have to take it off, and a shliach doesn't work over here, even though a shliach works everyplace else. So therefore, that's why you need gam atem, according to Rabbi Shimon, kamash shalom, to teach us that even a shaliach is allowed to work over here, even though normally an aris, a shutuf, an apotropos, or a torim es she'enu shalo doesn't work, but a shaliach does work. And therefore, you need gam atem. You're right. You don't need gam atem to teach me the principle of shlichus in general by a truma, because that I can learn out from the combination of the binyanav of kachim and gerushin and kiddushin, but I do need the words gam atem, even according to Rabbi Shimon, to teach us that a shaliach can take off trumas and maisos, because I would have said atem tells me no, so therefore kamash lon, gam atem tells me yes, that a shaliach does work even by trumas and maisos. Good, so we've now solved the problem. We understand why we need the psukim of Shilcha, and the Hekish to teach Megaris and Kedushin, and you couldn't learn that out from the others, and therefore you needed that pasuk. You needed the pasuk by Kachim that it said by the Karban Pesach that there's Shlichos, and we also explain now why you need Gamatem, even though you could have learned out Shlichos by Truma from the other two, but nevertheless you need Gamatem according to the various interpretations that we just brought down, according to all the different opinions why we need Gamatem. Now the Gemara goes back before and said, do we really learn out Shlichos from the Karban Pesach, from the fact that it said that the entire congregation should go and shechtu Karban Pesach, v'shechtu also kol kalat das Yisrael bein rabayim. So that works out well, only according to Rishu Mekarcha, honichol Rishu Mekarcha, who darshened it that way. El Rav Yochanan, who darshened it differently. The mapikli lahai krol drosha achrino, I mean, all on. He uses this drosha, v'shechtu also kol kalat das Yisrael bein rabayim, for a different drosha, so how can he learn out shlichus, and therefore he uses for a different drosha? Nu, what is this machlokes between Rishu Mekarcha and Rav Yochanan? The Tanya, we learn the following braisa, Rav Yonatan Omer, Yonatan Zatana, and Rav Yonatan said, Minayin Shekol Yisrael Kulan Yotzim. How do we know that everybody in Chal Yisrael is Yotzim? We turn to Membezom and Aleph. Bepesach Echod, with a single Karban Pesach. As Rashi says, Technically, if you have all of Klai Yisrael being Yotzi with one Korban Pesach, everybody won't have a Kizayis. So, how do we know that Aval Bishayim Bo Kizayis Gol Echad, the Kesav Rachilah Sosachim Lo Ma'akva? According to this opinion, it says that you don't have to eat a Kizayis, you just have to be part of the group. But if there's not a Kizayis for you, it still could be Yotzi. El Azrikas Dam Lechuda, you just need the Zrikas Dam of the Korban Pesach for you to fulfill your mitzvah Korban Pesach. So, how do we know this? So, Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Vishachatu Oso Kokahal Adai Sol Ben Rabayim. Based upon this drush of this Pasuk, is it possible to suggest, is everybody going to shecht? No. One person could technically be shechting on behalf of all of Klai Yisrael. And therefore, the Tanakhama says over here, Rav Yonason says, here you see that all of Klai Yisrael could technically be yotzi with a single carbon Pesach. So therefore, he doesn't have this drasha, sholiach b'kotchi minole. He doesn't have this pasuk free that teaches the din of shlichus. It teaches us again that all Klai Yisrael, even if there's not a Kizayis to them, could be yotzi with a single Korban Pesach. So how does he learn after dinner Shlichos? Sumar says, Minei, that's exactly it. There's one guy, he's shechting on behalf of all Klai Yisrael. So he's acting as a Shaliach. So what do you mean? Where does he learn from? He learns it, both of these dinim from here. The Shachat who reacts as the Shaliach, and the single Korban Pesach could be good for all Klai Yisrael. Says no. You know why Shlichus works over there? Because you're a partner in it. So the only reason Shlichus works is because he's acting on behalf of all the other partners. Only one guy can shecht it. You don't expect 100 people to go hold a knife and all shecht it together. So that's why Shlichus works, only because you are also an owner of it. But how do we know that somebody else could go and shecht on your behalf, even if he's not a partner in it? That's the question. Verse says, Yitaka, right? I need the following pasuk. The Yikru Lahem Ish Seh Lebeis Avos Seh Lebeis. This pasuk from the Dinam of Korban Pesach and Parshas Bo. And it says that you will go and take a Korban Pesach, a Seh, each person for their family or for their house. So here you see that somebody is acting as a shliach on behalf of the other people. But they're all partners. V'dilma Hasam Nami, the Islay Shutvis Begavayim. They're all partners in it. So that doesn't teach us anything new. So it says you're right. But in Cain, Trey Kroy Lomeli, then why would it have repeated this thing? It tells it to us twice. It taught it to us, V'shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adasi Sobein Arbaim. And it teaches us, again, this principle that you can act shlichus on behalf of a partnership. V'yichu Lehem Ish Selebes Avos Selebayis. So it says it twice. Trey Kroy Lomeli. So therefore, I'm able to use the principle in Einu Inyan Lehecha the Shayach Tineu Inyan Lehecha de Lo Shayach. In Einu Inyan Lezeh Tineu Inyan Lezeh. If you don't need it to teach us the same din in terms of partners, so then you can use one of them to teach us in a case where they're not partners, and that's where we learn out this din of Shlichus by Kachim, according to this version. Where it says that works out great. Haim Boy Lechav Yitzchak. But what about Rav Yitzchak's did? It won't work out great according to Rav Yitzchak. The Amr of Yitzchak said, Ish Zoche Lo HaKotun Zoche. He needs this word over here in the Pasuk, B'yichulhem Ish Selaveis Avo Selaboyis, to teach us that you have to be an adult. Ish Lo HaKotun Zoche. But a child can't go and acquire something. So he needs the second Pasuk to teach us this did, and it's not free to teach us Emenu Enyan Zeh. So you can't say it teaches us in a partnership role and in a non-partnership role. No, you need the second pasuk to teach us that it has to be a gadol and not a katan. So Mori says, no, the fact that it has to be a gadol, we learn that from a different pasuk. It says in another pasuk, how me'ish lefi ochlo. There it tells us again the word ish. We had the word ish in the first pasuk. The first pasuk said, v'yichulhem ish selebeis avos. And then we have another pasuk that says, ish lefi ochlo. So therefore, we have two. One to teach us this din, it has to be an adult, and the other one can teach us the din that even if it's not a partnership, a shliach can function. Where it says, no, but still, vakati mi boyle, we still need it for the following. The shokhtin is a pesach ala yochid. We need it to teach us that a single person can go and, in fact, have a korban pesach on their behalf. This is machlokas. We need, according to the opinion, that says that even a single person, you don't need to have more than one person, even a single person can have a korban pesach shechted on behalf. That's what you need the ish for, and therefore it's not free to teach us this din of a gadol, and it's not free, therefore, to use the other pasuk to tell us, imen l'inyazet, l'inyazet. Someone says, no. According to this, sova lo kiman diomer ein shochtin es a pesach yochid. Oh, you must say over here that this opinion, if you want to learn it this way, he can't go that you can have a single person have a korban pesach shecht on behalf. This opinion must hold. Rav Yonason's opinion that we just learned must be in accord with the opinion that says you need at least two people on a korban pesach. Therefore, he doesn't need one ish to tell me that a single person can shecht. He can use one ish to tell me there must be a gadol, and he uses the other ish to teach us im enu inyan lezeh, tenei inyan lezeh, to teach us that shlichus applies even when you're not a partner. Oh, kamash v'lan, here's the other source that we have that for kachim, a person can be a shliach even if they're not a partner. Now, we're still a little bit in the middle of this inyan, but we'll stop over here. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.